right. I joined my old mayor, Dan Daly. Dan, yesterday you started out the council meeting with a public hearing on a land use bylaw amendment there. Just explain to us, you know, what exactly was the topic of that one?
The topic on the land use bylaw amendments yesterday was just a real maintenance thing to keep things consistent throughout the land use bylaw. It's it had to do with housing numbering to ensure that we had you know, residences that have a back lane, that they're having a number on the back visible for emergency services if required. There was also a another amendment to the accessory buildings, because in the first iteration of the land use bylaw, they had put accessory building height at 4.5 all the way across the board, both residential and non-residential, and so that needed to be corrected to ensure that the industrial non-residential areas are able to build buildings over 4.5 meters. And then we had a setback amendment that went in as well for multi-unit residential properties as well. We had them all set at the same width, and now we've changed them depending on the height of the building being built.
Okay, excellent. You also had Jason Van Gaal from Synapse Data Center Inc. Make a presentation to you as well. A number of topics covered there. What stood out to you about some of the information that he was able to update you on as far as the processes continuing on here?
So we did get a snapshot of some of the processes and the plans going forward. Again, this is, we're in very preliminary stages of this planning process. A lot of it is being now in the hands of the provincial government when they're looking at you know, the use of natural gas, the noise, the lighting, and so forth. It's all in their hands right now. And so Jason gave us a bit of a snapshot where they're at the process. Yeah, he brought us up to speed on the process that he sees going forward with the construction as well, if it does get approved.
For sure. Almost every councillor had a chance to ask at least one question of him. You did ask a question as well. What did you ask, and what did you think of his answer to your question?
Well, my question was to deal with the construction phase of the project, and how is this going to you know, affect our citizens is what my concern was. And so His reply was very good. Again, no decisions have been made at this point, but this would be something that would come back from Alberta Transportation as far as you know, how they're going to make access into the site and so forth. It's in their hands right now if they're going to have an access off of Highway 2A or whether they're going to have an access off 27. That's all going to be decided into the future. And then with that, he's going to ask, Jason Van Gaal is going to ask if the Alberta Transportation has a preference on which direction that the materials and traffic flows on, so that we can have that going forward, so people know what to expect.
For sure. A number of other topics covered yesterday, including your five-year plan with the RCMP that did include, you know, some staffing in there as well. So what are you guys asking for from the province or the RCMP?
So, so we've been looking at the RCMP long-term plan for a couple of years now. And in this year's budget, we've actually allocated for another public servant employee for the RCMP to help remove some of that administrative work off of the officers, so that they can do more of the actual policing. And so that was kind of the first part of it. And then yesterday we talked about in this five-year plan of requesting another officer for the Olds Detachment. And so this is a process that takes about a year in advance. So you have to apply for the position, and then it takes about a year to get somebody in place after that. And so coming up here in the next budget cycle, we will be budgeting for another RCMP officer for the town of Olds.
Excellent. And then the Olds Humane Society is a fledgling organization here in town that doesn't have a facility as of yet, but are working towards that. How is the town assisting them in that? And do you guys have a building in mind for them?
Yeah, so the Olds Humane Society is as new. It's just up and coming. And it is something that is needed in this community. All of us on council agree that this is something that has been needed for several years. Dealing with stray animals within the town has always been a complicated issue. The conversation yesterday was about drawing up a lease for the former municipal enforcement building, which is just north of the water reservoir here on the east side of Olds. That building has been sitting vacant now for a couple of years, and so we have maintained the building. As far as, we put on a new roof last year, we make sure that the building is good as far as the external envelope. And the Humane Society is going to be responsible for any renovations or interior work that is completed on that to meet their needs. So this is something that we're all in favor of, and we think that going forward, this will help us manage these stray dogs and animals, pets, cats, whatever, that come into our town, and maybe we can get a better hold on the situation.
Excellent. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.